ordinarily, when we go to a movie or a film, we tend to look for a representational image of someone acting out something, and there's generally an actor involved. And yet your work, people often say, what's happening? And maybe we should look at one of your early works, Nothing, and perhaps you can talk about what's going on. What is the subject here?
Okay, yes. My work is concerned with perceptual responses. So in a sense, the subject becomes the viewer of the work. This is a film wherein the frames are differentiated by solid color, and they're at a rate of speed that which cause certain kinds of optical phenomena. Yeah, I should think that the idea of the film would be more available if we would see the entire film, which is 36 minutes long, which we can't. So what I'd like to kind of concentrate on is that in this particular film, there are a few images which set up a certain kind of conceptual context for the work, but the subject here is the film frame itself. There are 24 of them going by each second, and their existence becomes the subject. And of course, I'm using rhythms and patterns and so forth that vary throughout the film. In fact, gradually change from a slower rhythm to an increased rhythm, a very definite point in the center of the film is emphasized, and then the whole structure reverses itself. And the theme, there are several themes in the film that also do this on different levels. Some of them representational, the light bulb imagery. There's an image of a chair falling over backwards without any apparent reason.
The subject, in a way, is the frame itself, and then elements such as flicker and color and rhythm. In other words, the subject of the film is the material qualities of the basic elements of celluloid and emulsions and itself.